There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
It's freaking nonsense.
Hey, I like this.
What is that? Gas, grass, or ass? Nobody rides for free. Serving all McCurtain County needs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's why I love the South, man.
Reminds me of Redman when he was talking about weed, and he's like, it's either tin on it, get on it, or get the fuck out myself.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because they have three businesses that service each one of those things.
Yeah.
Each one of those needs. They have a weed shop. They have a
gas station.
And they have a porn shop.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Grass grass is the weed, doy.
Yeah, what do you think? They mow lawns?
Lawn service, yeah. I'll tell you what, this guy.
He's so homely, or so not homely. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm fine naive. Looking individual, yeah. But you're so domesticated. Yeah, yeah. You're like, grass. Yeah, grass. I do need to mow my lawn.
You know what?
Can I have their phone number?
Yeah. That reminds me. So this guy, he comes walking down my neighborhood, and he's pushing a baby in a stroller, and he's stopping at all the houses to hand out business cards for his lawn mowing business.
And you reported him for child labor.
I did.
Of course.
Now he comes up and I'm like, hey man, and he delivered a good pitch, you know, and I appreciate a guy who's willing to still go out there and
knock on some doors.
Doors, kick some doors in, you know.
Old timey.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
but you saw right through his ploy.
I did. No, I took his card and I was like, yeah, maybe I'll use you. I got another guy right now. I was like, quote me my lawn. He said $50. I was like, yeah, same. And this guy, you know, I like him better.
Yeah, so, you already like him.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll try it out. And he posts on his Facebook page, on his Facebook, like for the business later, because I checked him out on Facebook. And he has a story on there about how somebody called the cops on him because he was handing out
cards
to people, you know, knocking on doors. And around here, you knock on somebody's door, they're like, hello,
yeah,
you know, what is, who are,
what's
you
going on?
Yeah,
we still, nobody down here has Ring doorbells.
I kind of have one, but it's just a camera.
Well, you got camera. Like yeah. You got the mansion,
yeah,
of Broken Bow. Yeah,
you,
I
better
have
one
too. You, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
People will be going up there and stealing your succulents, man.
Yeah,
I would. I thought about it.
I would accept you taking a couple of succulents. Yeah,
catch me on your ring.
Catch him on the fucking camera stealing succulents.
Tad, text
it. Patrick, you doing okay? Why?
Were you in the area?
Yeah. He denies it too. But then you're like, cool. You like don't even really pursue it. You're just like,
but
you know what?
I'm melting down in guilt. Yeah. And just guilt. Like I stole.
One day I show your daughter, you know what your father did to you?
Yeah. And he denies it for years.
He continues to deny it. Yeah. Even with
like
proof.
That one guy who stole your succulents outside your house.
Until we get in a fight one day. And I'm like, it was me who stole your jade plant tree.
Yes. I know. You're on my wallpaper. Like, stealing succulents.
Statute of limitations is not over.
Yeah.
And I'll steal them again.
Yeah. See him putting them back.
Yeah.
So yeah, this guy, he's, you know, he is, so cops have to get called on him. They like frisk him with his baby there, you know, probably frisk the baby too. What do you got?
Yeah,
you know,
like,
what do you got?
You're stashing
there?
The meth in the stroller.
Yeah. And then so he just posted up, that was very embarrassing for me. All I was trying to do was find some clients and this and that. So the next day on the show, I just go in on it.
I love it.
Just like, y'all are scared. Y'all are scared. Like, remember, I went like,
yeah.
So I don't care. I don't care what anybody hears this or thinks, or if it was you. You're scared. You're just a scared person. Blah blah blah. Man, trying to, you know, with a baby stroller.
Ain't you got a gun?
Yeah.
Come on.
50.
Exactly.
You know? So then he messages the radio station saying, I really appreciate you guys talking about that. I got some clients through it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and thank you. And I wasn't trying to cause a commotion. I was just trying to say I was embarrassed and this and that. But yeah, some people called and are using me.
Nice.
I was like, cool.
Doxed this guy. Well, I didn't dox him, but I like found out who he is. And I know I've known the guy for like a really like I've just known of him, not friends, just a somebody I would nod my head to if I saw him in an Easy Mart line or something, you know. Right. Very, very good guy.
Yeah.
You know, a non-threatening. He's white. All right, he's a white guy. All right. Mm-hmm. You call him the cops on him. No. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. That's why I got the calls. Cops called him.
The South.
Yeah.
New York City. You call the app. Yeah, you better believe I'm calling the cops on every white person I see. Yeah.
Right.
He looks like he could be like a super tan white guy, but he's not. Definitely not.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's his name?
But his last name is Godoy.
I am really bad.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met Ibram X. Kennedy once and I was like, hey, what's up, man? I love people from China. Absolutely. Sorry, you guys don't know who I'm talking about. Take that out. Take it out.
What? Yikes.
Take that part out.
Your references
are way over my head.
They're really good.
Well, it turns out he was from Taiwan. I mean, you know, don't you get it?
I'm now apologizing in China. Yeah, left and right. In Mandarin. And
who's
it's still
Ibrahim
not doing me.
Kennedy?
Ibram X. Kendi?
Oh, that's Malcolm X?
No. He's one of the big, like, 1619 Project guys.
Oh.
Yeah, he writes for the Atlantic and a bunch of other things. And pretty much just, like, the whole world is against everybody who's not white. And
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, now, finally, the joke slapped me in the back of the head.
I'm laughing. No.
On the inside.
Just take all. Yeah, just
no,
take
no, it. No, 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 no. It stays.
No, your superiority and your superior intellect will be shown on this podcast.
And if somebody's listening who knows who that is, then that was funny.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
They were
I wanted to laugh,
loud.
But
our
I was
listenership?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I wanted to laugh.
Reading the Atlantic? I don't think so.
I just like it in my mind, I'm thinking Ibrahim. What was it?
Ibram X. Kendi.
I thought Ibrahim Kennedy was like maybe somebody that like one of the Kennedys, like an Ethiopian kid that they had adopted or something.
And he wrote one of those books. It was like, oh gosh. You know, I don't know.
Was it like an Ant Coulter style title to the novel?
No, more like white people. You really need to be walking around feeling more guilty about everything. Oh. Yeah.
Colonialism. Why white men are ruining I don't know.
Yeah, right.
There was that one bitch, Rachel or Rafaela or something or other. She does these like she goes around to corporations and her whole thing. She is white herself, and she goes to corporations and she singles out the white people and be like, you need to understand your privilege.
Yep.
You need to be every interaction that you perform or engage in a workplace. You need to be conscious of how guilty you are of as a white person for the social ills of our nation. And literally, that's it.
Yeah,
you know. And she has made fortunes.
Yeah.
And her name is not like maybe a listener is just like, Patrick, why don't you shut the hell up? Like you can't even remember her name. Her name is not worth remembering.
Oh. Yeah. And then she's like, if you
I don't have my phone on me either, so I can't look
Does
it
she
up.
Hand out cat of nine tails to all the white people?
Yeah, more or less.
And if you forget to check your privilege, whip yourself in the back three times with this. Yeah. But this guy, no, it's fine. So he's like, okay, yeah. And then I text the man on the number on the business card he gives me. I text him on a Thursday. Nothing. All weekend, on a Monday, and then Tuesday, I'm sitting outside smoking, and he just like pulls up in his car, gets out, and he's like, oh, hey, you know, I just woke up or something. It was like 3 and 4 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, you blew it.
Did you really? I love it.
Yeah.
This really happened?
Yeah. No and way. I was like, dude, I got a guy. He was like, I think I could get this done, you know, sometime this week. I said,
I wake up.
Yeah, I've got a guy coming already. I'm sorry. I needed it done.
You gave him too much.
Oh. Thursday
media.
To Tuesday?
Gave him like two free live ads.
Yeah, I was going to say, you gave him too much media. He got too many people. Now he's overbooked.
Well, now you've forgotten.
He lost the guy that made it happen for
Should
you.
Should have been doing it for free.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, how many jobs did he say he got because of you?
At least a few.
You could have offered.
Yeah.
This is why I never recommend anybody for a position.
Yeah.
Because they always tend to screw it up afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm never doing it.
Is because you really went out there, and we, man, when you work on the radio, you don't really want to be shouting out like businesses or entrepreneurs that aren't like supporting you. You know, that's a two-way street.
True.
It's totally understandable. You know, so Tyler, man, he puts himself out there to shout out this guy, and you know, he gets some business for it. So, like, did he treat, you know, you would think if there's number one priority, it's going to be the guy who just shouted you out on the radio for not a dime.
Exactly.
You know, if that's how he treated you afterwards, how did he treat these people who were like, man, I heard them talking about you on the radio, and I hate how that went.
Yeah.
You know, so I want you to come, you know, now they're thinking Tyler's a jackass.
Yeah, now I got to trash him. Now I got to trash him on the radio.
Now you got to tell the story on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, man. Be like, well, I told good things about him, but he failed me already. Yeah.
First impressions are critical, but you know what else is? Like a little follow-up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a little follow-up.
Yeah, that taught me a valuable lesson not to trust first impressions.
How many jobs I've had where I like gave an outstanding interview, and then when they hire me, they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, what a mistake.
Yeah, that was the wrong idea.
I went out on a limb for both of you. Not that I had to, because you guys, you were a shoe-in, and you were his brother in the sense that you and they didn't know your skills, so that's why he was a shoe-in, obviously.
I was a risk.
You were a risk. But I went out on a limb in both cases and said that you guys were the perfect fit for the job. And I think...
I'm not returning the favor for you. No.
And I figured Joe would have joined... And I figured Joe would have joined me over here by now, but no, I'm just kidding. But no, but you have been a great hand, as they say around here, for the man since then. So you haven't failed me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I'm sure you have... and on many, plenty of days, you have side skirted a job or two.
Oh, sure.
That could have been done better. Yeah. I mean, but we're always all that way, right?
It's so funny that you just don't let them know that.
Exactly.
I just got as like talented as Tyler is when it comes to like keeping shit on the air and like keeping the radio going and making sure it's not dead air and keeping that station running like a well oiled machine.
Right.
Like sometimes the owner still just like treats him like a hand. Mm-hmm. Like Tyler had to spend like 8 hours or 10 hours or something the other day. Like,
you should have seen his eyes just when he mentioned it.
Literally, like Tyler, like his job was like pick up some boxes and make sure they were tied down in the back of a pickup truck. Oh, like that's handwork. Yeah.
We had to go up to Fayetteville and move out somebody out of a dorm, you know, and needed to make sure, since I've moved furniture before, I know how to operate a toe strap. Or a ratchet strap.
What are y'all throwing?
Yeah, because I can't operate a toe strap, actually. It's the thing loops there and loops there. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More loop, more than one loop.
Yeah. One loop, I got you. What? Anything more than one, no good. Yep. So, yeah. And, you know, it was a fine time or whatever. But, yeah, there's definitely that. He was like, gonna need you to come on. You know, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'll help out.
But that's not like you just went to the next block or to the next neighborhood. You drove for a long ways to help this out.
Yeah.
Okay. Road.
My road.
Passenger.
Yeah.
Shotgun, right? Or did you sit
road.
Back?
Road. Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure I talked to him more than you have in 10 years. Like, in your entire...
You know. I made one trip. I made one trek like that. Yeah. It was only a 2-hour drive.
Right.
And I've never made that trip again.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Right.
Never made that past that shotgun rider ever again.
I don't know the way Tyler made it sound. I was jealous. I didn't.
How was it?
It
was great.
I was like, you can ask Tyler. I mean, I guess, some moving and stuff. Yeah.
All you did at the furniture store was work there for 3 weeks and then quit on me.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
After you gave him
I literally asked Tyler,
job.
Should I put my 2 weeks in? And he's like, but that would be longer than what you worked here.
He stuck his neck out for you.
Yeah. That was such like a...
Put in a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part is we both left.
We both left. So I like vouched for Patrick and then was like, actually, we're both leaving.
Ouch.
I can handle Patrick. Are you like both of y'all gone?
But you've helped that guy out since then on more than one occasion. Oh, yeah. So it's not like and it was a bad burn bridge.
He knows. I hope he's listening, because if he is, he would know that if he called Tyler and asked for anything, Tyler would be there like that. I ain't going to speak for you, but I know you have a lot of respect for that guy and for the business and what he does. And if he needed anything, your ass would be there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I worked for him for 2 weeks and I would be begging Tyler, like, well, can I come help too?
Yeah, yeah. You know? We were both going to hammer out that day.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, oh, let's just team it, double team it.
I just got hammered. That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
This is my last day.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? Fire me?
Yeah.
I quit.
Yeah. So F that guy, man. F that guy. With the lawn mowing guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's messed
up. Yeah, that's dirty, man. That's dirty.
There's nothing better than saying you blew it. You want.
He really wasn't. Yeah. That was the most work he put into it. It was like almost getting arrested.
Yeah, yeah. He stopped there. That's it. He's like, you know. Yeah,
that's the universe telling me I shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's like you can't go door to door no more. Can't do it. Not on
my son does it. Jay Jr.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing a very good job.
Where at?
Solar company, in Oklahoma right? City. He's selling solar panels for
that's
Vivint.
Basically California over there. So
yeah, that's true too. And he did the main headquarters is like Utah or something. Yeah, so that's weird land.
That
is
this
weird,
whole thing man. Though came off like you
they're
remember
used was, to going door to door in Utah
right?
for the Mormons or whatever. Who are they? Jehovah's Witness. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, that's all right.
I think you're right, Mormon.
Mormons do. I'm sure Mormons do too. Okay.
They're the same thing, aren't they?
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magic pants and all that.
You get like your own planet after you die.
Yeah.
It's tempting. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's very tempting.
End up on a gas giant. What a shitty planet to get in my after. I can't even exist here.
Yeah. Well, there's a diamond in the middle.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if it's Jupiter, you get that one with the diamond. Big diamond in the middle.
Remember all that?
Yeah. Surely that's a Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
I don't wanna, dude. I'd hate to steal anything from him. So I know, like I literally would hate to steal anything from him. I forgot where I was going.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
So that guy needs to work more on mowing lawns than he does on like going door to door.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. The follow up, man. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Very important.
100%. He got it. He served well.
Yeah.
But then he just completely missed.
He got in the door with you, and I would find that that's a difficult thing.
Sure.
To get your foot in the door with Tyler. Because, you know, you.
And screw me for trusting in small town American business again. I'm never doing that again.
Conglomerates only.
I've always loved Walmart. I'm going to continue to do so.
Yeah. He's hiring Huawei's lawn mowing division as we speak. But now I remember like the whole door to door thing, like that came off the heels of those like three people who got killed for going door to door. Like there was one guy who thought he went to a house because he thought that's where his sister was.
Picking up his sister. I forgot about that.
Got shot like through the like.
But did he enter the house? Did he end up entering the house? I don't know.
Ooh, I never.
Yeah. Do
I
you
never
kick your sister's door in?
Yeah. Somebody. I don't know.
I thought it was my sister's place.
I don't know that happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still picturing he got shot like through the peephole with a silenced, you know, Glock 187 or something.
Right.
Yeah. And then there was the one it was like a chick drove in the wrong driveway and dude like she I think she was still in her car.
Yeah,
and he like sniped her from his like deck.
Sniped her.
Yeah. And then there was a girl, I don't know, she was like in critical condition last I heard. It's funny how these stories go. You're like, oh my god, you know, when it first comes out you're like, ah, two days later you're like never heard of it before. But she was getting in a vehicle. Turns out it was the wrong one because you know what? There's a lot of different types of vehicles, but man, sometimes you have the same vehicle as somebody else does.
Well, would you know it?
She's like a 17-year-old girl, like cheerleader on the on her high school football squad and stuff, you know. And she goes to open the door, and so the person, you know, it's the wrong vehicle. Person sitting inside the vehicle thinks like they're getting carjacked.
Like so John Wick
puts a bullet right in her.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And last I heard, she was in critical condition. I
got to get off the belief that people don't actually want to kill people. Like the people that say, like, oh, I can't wait till somebody busts in and tries to steal my TV. I'm going to plug them with the judge. And I'm like, I've always thought, like, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do that. You couldn't pull the trigger, you know, and live with that. I'm just wrong.
But
I'm
that's
just
the,
wrong on
that's
that.
That's the scariest thing a person can do is pull the trigger immediately.
I feel like that. Yeah. But everybody be doing it.
Yeah, I know.
For nothing.
It's scary. Everybody's scared these days. You said it. Everybody's scared.
Yeah. Killing people's like is like unprotected sex. Like it's like you're like you don't think about the repercussions as you're doing it, and then before you know it, blam, you got a kid. Blam, you got chlamydia.
Herpes. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's like killing people. You think, oh, it's, you know, no, yeah, absolutely, man. Somebody tried to steal the TV from my house. I'm going to gun them down. And guess what? The consequences from that fateful decision will be with you for a lifetime. Good luck. I had somebody call me randomly last week. And they were like, you're with the radio. I really need your help on something. And I was like, okay, what is it? She's like, well, my neighbor got arrested for meth possession or something. He's going to be in prison for a long time. And his family thought, like, he has like 40 dogs. And his family just went over there and opened the door to his house. Now all the 40 dogs are running to my property. And she's like, I don't know what to do about it. I have to call the sheriff. She lives out in the county. She's like, I called the sheriff. I called the Quorum Court County judge. They said there's nothing they can do. Yeah, it's the county. Okay, there's like no laws besides like what's in the Constitution, you know, and the Ten Commandments. And that's the only laws. That's why I live in the county, is because the Ten Commandments are fine enough for me.
Yeah, and, Wild West out there.
Yeah, I don't need nothing. Yeah. I don't need no municipal ordinances and shit like that. Right. But
drive my golf cart where I want to.
But she's like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, well, what she hinted at is like, I'm just going to shoot all those dogs. And I was like, well, just let me tell you, before you do that, make sure that you can go to sleep that night after shooting all those dogs. Because she's like, because I was like, not only are you going to have to shoot them, but if you want to avoid any kind of felony for animal cruelty, which you would deserve in that situation. I mean, they ain't destroying your property or anything like that.
Or attacking your kids.
No, they're just running around on a property and she doesn't like it. Yeah. And she said she has cats and they scare her cats. Well, your cats are inside. Mm. Like, they ain't going to do nothing to them.
And if they're outdoor cats, they understand a chase.
Yeah, yeah, and they'll be fine. Yeah. They'll be fine. And
no, I totally understand shooting those dogs now.
My Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah. Mr. Garfield.
Best piece of advice I gave her is just like, before you pull the trigger and just like set up a firing line on all your neighbor's little poor little cute pups, you know, just know. I was like, believe me, you will not sleep for days after that.
It'll, because you'll be busy digging holes.
And after that, every one of those dogs' faces is going to be haunting.
I guess
waking thought.
If you're cool digging a mass dog grave.
Yeah,
More power to you.
This is how good of a person I am. Like, I pictured her digging individual holes for each dog. No, why would you do that?
Dump them all in there. It'll be like this on top of each other.
She's like putting a cross on each. No, of course not. No, she's just digging a big
down in the
mass grave.
Throwing down in the dead dog hole.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It's barely covered.
You building
up
a pool? No. Yeah. Killing a bunch of dogs
again. And it's like you got 40 dogs on your property. She's not busting out a handgun or a shotgun.
Uzi.
Like either that or I'm like thinking like, just an AR with a scope on it. Like a laser BMG. Scope and just like, dow, 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 like that. And just like dogs dropping, dude.
It's horrible. That's horrible.
That could have been shot. Yeah. Or what you're gonna likely what you're gonna find is a dog, man. Dogs are tough.
Yeah.
They ain't easy to kill. That's that whole like sick like a dog. Well, that means, you know, sick like a dog is bad. Because a dog can just survive. Just takes a lot to kill a dog. Mm-hmm. So what you're gonna have to do is go out there and you've shot a bunch of dogs and their spine.
They're flopping around.
And their ribs, they're flopping around. You gotta sit there and literally dispatch
each one in the dome.
Each one of them in the dome. Like look them in the face. They're gonna be looking in your eyes like, oh, I don't know who you are. Please help me.
Yeah. You're Black. Help,
man! I'm feeling sick to my stomach right now.
That's
just
horrible. Dude.
Just even like so, like it's like don't do that because hopefully you're calling me because in some part of you is a good person.
Yeah,
all right, and that's why because if you weren't a good person, you would just take care of
care
of business.
Right.
Yeah,
it was like my first week working at the radio station. We get a call for the swap shop, and it's from this guy that I thought I had avoided. Like there's this guy who lives in Dequeen. I'm not going to say his name. Well, I don't care his last
name.
No, a similar kind of guy.
Okay.
His last name's Maker. Okay. That's how he's talking. Maker. Like that. It's impossible to understand. And he would come into the furniture store when I worked there all the time and just waste time. I swear he came in for like 3 months straight once a week about getting a fridge for his mom or something like that. I once challenged somebody to sell something to. I said, I give you $100 if you sell to that man. As hard as you try, as hard as you can, he ain't buying nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Did he never buy anything? In and tell you how the world is flat and how JFK was not actually killed by the
I wish he was that
John
smart.
Wilkes Booth.
No. Like, I would even entertain that over whatever nonsense this guy was talking about. And he calls in to the radio station. I hear his voice immediately. I'm like, this guy again? Like, at a different job now? I got to deal with him?
He's following you. He's a big fan.
He's a big fan.
I got these dogs. I'll just say it. He's like, I got these dogs. They're on my property. I want it on the swap shop. If nobody picks them up in 2 days, I'm going to shoot them and kill them.
And I just said, that's not making it on the swap shop, buddy. Like, oh, what, God, that second part especially?
So how much
just
you like,
have fun. I just hung up on him. Yeah. Oh, big deal. You know, and then he came in one time, and I swear I dropped behind the counter. I was like, oh, my God. I can't let this guy see me. I hate that guy.
I have those guys.
I hate that guy. You have those guys here?
Hey, and let me just say, man, if you got a reason, oh, no, I'm not going to say it, but like.
You have reason to kill a doe?
There are those reasons.
Yeah, there's a reason. They're attacking your dog.
They're
attacking your kid.
I have backyard chickens for like 5 years, 5 or 6 years or something. We did the whole backyard chicken thing. And man, there was I will say that there was more than just a couple of times where I had a rifle pointed right at a dog that was killing my chicken. I just.
And you shot in the air like Keanu Reeves and
Yeah. Exactly. With a bolt action?
Yeah.
It's 30-06, man. I ain't got that kind of money.
Yeah,
like, just be blowing. Yeah, but no, I had them sights aimed right on that dog, and I couldn't pull the trigger. Yeah. Man, I can't shoot no dog.
No, I can't shoot no dog.
Yeah,
I couldn't either. Yeah.
No.
Again, I can't eat a horse. If it's attacking your child, your child's out playing in the backyard. Different story.
Different story. Yeah. Yeah, but for some stupid chickens, yeah. I appreciate a dog's life more than I appreciate a chicken.
Agreed.
At the end of the day,
he's just trying to survive.
Yep.
Yeah,
but he did. He would find out.
These were the neighbor's dogs, and they literally killed my chickens just for the fun of it. Yeah, that's why I was like, "Please eat the chicken afterwards. Yeah, yeah, don't just waste nip what them you in kill, the
neck, right? And just leave them,
bite them in the neck, and then go
on to the next one."
Skunks would do the same thing. I had a skunk get up in one of our chicken coops and literally just went like it was just. Did you see that girl walk by? She had pants that she obviously just bought from somewhere, and the sticker, the like the long sticker that comes on pants. Yeah, says like the size of a still line. I kind of want to pull it off there for her.
I think that's fashion now.
Oh,
that's like a new fashion thing.
Oh, like keeping mini the pearl tag
style.
On your hat.
Tagging your hat.
Mini pearl style.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna take it back after my photo shoot. Get my money back. But any case,
one of the young girls that walked by that way earlier?
Mm-hmm. They got like
they're kids of the next door, and they do photos for the Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a clothing store next door.
Gotcha.
Not porn.
Not that I'm aware of. They are children.
Yeah. They are.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah. Please, no.
Yeah, please, no.
Not again in downtown Logan.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah. Not here. What were you saying? I don't even remember, but on to the something else.
something besides shooting dogs.
Yeah.
And pornography.
I tell anybody around like who wants to come down here, just prepare yourself for the amount of dead dogs you'll see, because they're dead dogs everywhere.
Yeah, you get run over a lot.
They just rant over, and people are like, well, shoot, give me another one. You know, that one gets rant over.
Spay and neuter is kind of the same realm as abortion. Sometimes down here, like,
so many dead animals on the side of the road, they will just paint, the road department will just paint over the yellow line over the carcass.
Over the carcass.
We've seen that. Yeah, I've got a picture of that.
Yeah.
That squirrel.
Yeah. Or is a possum.
It was
something like that. It was squirrel.
Yeah. I remember shouting it out on the radio, and then one person's like, I saw that.
Yeah. Everybody was commenting about how they saw that too, you know. Yeah. And it's like, damn road department. I've seen those line painters or stripers or whatever. They go so slow.
Yeah. It's not like you couldn't flip it out of the way.
They wear
you
boots would have seen it kick it two inches that way.
That's just, man, it was Friday afternoon, Monday morning. Or
did
something.
Not care.
Yeah, did not care. Just put paint over the son of a bitch. I don't care.
His head. His squashed head.
He got a tweet. He's looking at his, you know what I mean?
And now the highway between, because I mean, you know, biological decomposition and such, now there's a stretch between Broken Bow and Dequeen where you can be like, that's where that squirrel was, because there's no stripe in the actual ground.
You can absolutely see it right there.
Yeah, and people passing right there. Yeah. It's supposed to be a double yellow. They think they got that one little section, the width of a squirrel's head to pass somebody.
Yeah. I am a big fan of the ripple lines in the middle now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
wake up lines.
Yeah. Wake up line. Whatever.
Young Gravy. His daddy was the one who invented that. Apparently, that's what I keep hearing. Old Gravy.
That's the word around the gravy bowl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Old Gravy.
Yeah. You know Young Gravy. Everybody knows Young Gravy now, right?
Yeah. Like his dad congealed gravy.
Yeah.
But no, the big
rumble strips.
Yeah, the rumble strips.
Yeah,
the big trucks, the jacked up trucks that would usually ride a tire over the line.
Mm. Oh,
don't do that anymore because it's.
They just do it in front of my house.
There's ones that'll do like the Star Spangled Banner if you roll over it.
I-35 does Oklahoma. Oh, as, really? As you head south towards Texas.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. What a great idea.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, what a great idea.
Smart.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. What else? What else?
The Dukies got in a car chase last night. I don't know if you heard about this.
They're not Green Day fans.
No, this is what I call them because to me, they're like a memorable shit. Like you look at it and you're like, wow, that's impressive. Mm. And then you flush it and you never think about it.
I ought to take a picture of it first.
Yeah, yeah.
But you never do.
Yeah, you know, you don't think about it.
You don't want that on your phone.
Yeah. No, the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex or something. Yeah.
Something.
These illegal aliens that are taking our jobs
around here.
Yeah. Taking our used auto sale and vacuum door-to-door salesman jobs.
Harry Markle, door-to-door vacuum salesman.
Harry and Meghan Markle are claiming that we're recording this on Thursday. They're claiming Wednesday night they left some ballroom in Manhattan and they got in there with their entourage, which is includes four SUVs. That's how they ride around everywhere. They
should
go.
Forfeit all that money. If they're going to forfeit the family, then Harry Markle should be doing nothing more than collecting garbage.
Yeah.
For a local garbage.
Meghan ain't held down a job in years.
Yeah.
You know, besides Deal or No Deal and that Suits where she just stood there. And, you know, she had the audacity to come out and say, I was overly sexualized in that job. The only reason you had the job, you literally didn't. She complained about not being able to speak.
Yeah,
no, you were one of the chicks, the chicks with the suitcase. You don't even have a microphone. Yeah. That was not your job, was to ever say anything.
And let me tell you something that I think.
It's fired.
Yeah,
don't pick my suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. So in any case, they're claiming that, as they were leaving this ballroom, the paparazzi showed up and followed them, and they got into over 2 hour long high speed car pursuit in Manhattan. You guys are pretty smart. I feel like some of our listenership is pretty smart.
Yes.
There might be a part of that story right there that's going to jump out at you.
Yeah.
A high speed pursuit in Manhattan, literally the busiest place in the world. I mean, from the time the sun rises to the time that it rises again, it's bumper to bumper traffic.
It was 2 hours, but it was only two blocks.
You know what I mean? This is where they're at.
15 miles per hour in Manhattan.
They are such liars and scumbags that they feel like this is a story that we're just going to buy.
Yeah. Well, did they just book it on foot down Soho? That's what I think happened.
Right.
That was the chase.
No, they said they actually at one point got dropped off at the nearest police station or whatever, and then hopped in a taxi afterwards. And they found the guy who drove the taxi. His name is Suck Chan.
Yeah.
Suck Chan Singh.
Yeah,
such a classic.
Chan.
Such a classically unfortunate Indian name.
Yeah, that just doesn't translate well.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, and the guy was like, I don't think it was a high speed pursuit. It was. I never felt in danger.
Yeah,
he was like, but they acted real scared in the backseat.
I hate the idea that somebody's now famous because somebody rode in your taxi.
Yeah,
Well, the guy's probably got he's probably got a doctorate's degree in medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And,
from New
Taking
Delhi.
Taking a deep sing. it doesn't work well here.
No.
This
is so egregious. I hate expending one brain cell towards this whole royal family situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do not care for them whatsoever.
Well, the first thing that jumped out to me, and agreed, the 2 hour high speed chase in Manhattan bullshit.
Yeah.
But the first thing that really jumped out to me was 19 paparazzi. All out of nowhere. No.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in New York City and you have any semblance of fame, 19 paparazzi are there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. They're just hanging out. They're oh shit, Harry Markle.
Well, to make this even worse is that this was, from what I've been reading, this was apparently dial-a-pop. Which is is when celebrities call paparazzis on themselves. I think all of us have been watching Jury Duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And there's a scene where James Marsden calls the paparazzi on his own to be like, I need help getting out of this jury trial. And surely if the paparazzi comes down here, I'm going to be way too much of a distraction to remain as a potential juror in this case. But this is a huge thing. A lot of two-bit nobody celebrities will literally call the paparazzi, or they'll they'll have somebody call for them, and the
Harry
proper
Markle was spotted down in a ballroom.
Exactly.
Yeah. In Manhattan.
And you could Meghan Markle is notorious for this.
Really?
If you look at every picture of her, it's always when the paparazzi gets pictures of her, she's like smiling and looking real nice.
Yeah.
That's because she called the paparazzi. The real paparazzi who want pictures of
makeup
of like
running.
Lindsay Lohan looking
crappy.
Yeah, just like
getting
trash.
Out of a limo a limo with her twimpus showing.
No panties on. The real paparazzi, dude, they don't give a shit about the Markles. So they literally called the paparazzi themselves, obviously, because the only paparazzi who ever get pictures of those two idiots are the ones they have to call themselves.
Yeah.
And
they even didn't want to.
I know.
It was like one standing there like...
Go ahead. So and so you brought it. There's paparazzi everywhere. Nobody was even bothering to get pictures, so they had to call somebody desperate enough. Like it was Backgrid, I think, because it was the paparazzi company that came out. But in any case, Manhattan. If you were to walk from one side to the other, you're getting caught on security footage the whole time.
Yeah.
And there's police everywhere and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's been no footage of it. There's been no, like the one, like one of the reporting, like duty officers he was like the one who, you know, he takes the reports from the beat cops and stuff. He said, "Oh, they're lying." He said there was no craziness about it. It was all just
paparazzi flooded them for a second. They hopped in the back of the thing, and the thing took like a kind of went like whoo around the right, and then that was
exactly
it. High speed chase, 2 hours,
almost ending in disaster. Did you hear that part?
Yeah. Near catastrophe.
Near catastrophe. That was
near
it.
Catastrophe.
Yeah.
Like, really? Nearly a catastrophe.
You don't get
what
near catastrophe. Yeah, yeah. I don't think. I mean,
yeah, like near catastrophe, but it was still a disaster.
Yeah,
like
near catastrophe. That's what I have with my baby every day when I change her diaper.
Yeah.
She's like every day I feel like she's gonna fall off the changing
Meghan
table,
shatter herself. So
near catastrophe is like a tornado didn't blow over your house.
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody else was still chaos. Yeah. It was still a disaster, but it was near a catastrophe.
I'm just gonna steal a line. I think it was Abe Greenwald. I forget which obviously this is very fresh, but I was reading something by one of guys I listen to their podcast. I forget who it is now, but he was saying, you know what, if Trump wants to be reelected, one of his important, like a thing that he could really use to drum up the base is a platform, include in his platform, let's deport the Markles.
Yeah.
Let's deport them. Let's get them out of this country.
I don't want to see him crying in Oprah's backyard.
Nope.
No. I don't want to see him getting out and talking about no high speed chase. The only way I'm cool with them working here is if Harry Markle works at like a steel mill, like put in an honest day's work you know, and Meghan, you know, I don't know.
That man ain't got a callus on his hand.
Nah. And we're supposed to believe he was like some hero in Afghanistan. Bullshit. That's just
really?
Yeah, well, he fought over there. Okay. He was in the Royal something or other.
Royal Guard,
so he wasn't with America.
No. Yeah, he was fighting for the enemy.
Literally.
Yeah, it was kind of like enemy of our enemies, our friend, right?
Yeah.
So let's let the British get over there too.
Yeah.
But in any case, where was I going?
He was like a pilot.
They have been bitching and moaning ever since they got here about how American law enforcement agencies need to provide more security detail for them. It's not fair that they have to pay for it themselves. And I'm like, man. Markle, let me tell you about George III, okay, and how we kicked his ass and all his influence out of this country. You think you're going to come over here? You think you're the next George III, boy? Yeah, man.
Ain't
happening. Yeah, and there's some lawsuit going on in Britain right now that
we should send him McCurtain County Sheriff. To escort them around.
But literally, the Markles have a lawsuit going in like some UK court right now that I believe, if I understand the lawsuit right, if they win, it would require the British government to taxpayers to pay for security detail wherever they go across the world. And
either
it's like,
you're
this
royal or you're not,
right?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, and they gave it up.
They ain't
up.
They ain't royal.
I'm sorry to bring this
up. You never were royal here.
True.
I am sorry to bring this up because these are a couple of idiots, and we don't like to talk about idiots unless we have to on this podcast. But what? It was just, since this was just breaking, it happened last night. Again, we're recording on Thursday. It's just so stupid. And if you're listening to this and you haven't heard it, man, good on you. Don't. Yeah. This is all you need to know about it.
Yeah. I thought it was a high speed chase with the police. I was like, yes.
Finally, they're going to jail.
Yeah, but you know what they're trying to do? It's what happened to Harry's mama?
Oh,
he's trying to work off that sympathy. He's trying to work off the death of Princess Diana.
No, I agree. Yeah. 1,000%. Oh, it's a near catastrophe.
Dang.
Yeah. Bull.
Yeah, near catastrophe. Oh, dang. Well, it wasn't enough.
What happened to your mom was a catastrophe.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what happened to you? Not enough of a catastrophe.
And y'all can't blame the queen on this one.
Yeah. What happened to your mom didn't happen soon enough.
Dang, Tyler.
I wasn't going to say that. But what happened to his, what I will say to counter that is what happened to his mom. It should have happened to him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
We don't wish
we don't espouse that. The Regrettable Podcast does not espouse any of these opinions.
I won't wish death on anybody, but I will wish a younger death on somebody who's already dead. Like, you already died. Fair enough. All right, just a few years earlier, right?
Like you wish Martha would have went ahead and went into the ground last year before she hit the Sports Illustrated issue.
Right.
That's what you're saying. I got you. Well, no, she's still alive. No.
She was looking fine in that, too,
was
by
she?
The way.
Yeah. I haven't looked
at it. Airbrushing and stuff, I'm sure. Yeah.
I figured, you know, Snoop Dogg's got the first guy.
Yeah. I'm good.
Cool.
But would I hit it? That's a different story. That's a whole different story. But I'm, you know,
he's not buying the edition.
So would you hit it because of what you saw in the article, or would you hit it because she's Martha Stewart?
No, I'd hit it because why wouldn't you? I think you should probably go in every single one of them because you might die in 2 minutes. You'll be scared.
Any opportunity.
Get one more in you.
All right. Hey, I might die in 2 minutes. Of course, I got to hit it with Martha Stewart.
I thought he meant he's like, I'm down, but I ain't about to pay like a dollar for the subscription.
Right.
Or, the one month special is.
She should pay me, really, I think. Stud fee.
He couldn't get past the paywall.
I'm afraid that's going to be one of those you'll never be able to unsee it kind of things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what you saw, what amount of money would it take for you?
I saw the front cover.
You know,
to be on Sports Illustrated in my bikini?
No.
Sorry.
To be with Martha Stewart or Oprah, for example. Ooh. Like Oprah.
I'd have to ask Laura.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever she's cool with.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Martha Stewart or Oprah?
Yeah. I'm going to have to be like, listen, okay, if I impregnate Oprah, we're made. We're made.
Or Martha Stewart, for that matter.
Or Martha Stewart, Good point. She's probably a little are they both a little too old?
Not quite as to produce.
Yeah.
Probably both.
Yeah.
I'm menopausal.
I've already missed my dreams.
Martha's like 81.
Yeah.
I think
you're right.
Oprah's got to be past her 60s. Prime.
Yeah. I think Oprah's in her 60s.
Mm. Dang it. I always kind of hung my hat on that. Like, one day I'm just going to impregnate Oprah.
She has no children, right?
No.
Like, I wonder where that empire, that fortune is going
to
go.
Oh, dude, just lost to
I bet
everybody cleans it up. Yeah, donated probably. Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's like a, you know, what are those called when you set up a foundation? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a foundation.
Oprah Foundation.
Yeah. Harpo.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, that's the one. Mm. Yeah, whatever that is. That's like her network, right?
Yeah, or Harpo Network, yeah. Which is just her name backwards. I mean,
right.
You're stuck on yourself. That's how you do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Harpo. Yeah, amazing.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
I know a Harpo.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
A last name?
Yeah. No, his last name is Harp.
Harper,
and he goes by Harpo.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
Y'all know him. That makes sense. I tell you his profession, but I think he might listen to the podcast, and I don't think he wants me telling
you. Blow him up like that?
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
He has a type of job where your identity does not need to be blown up.
Right. What about his gender?
So he's a senator.
He switches. Depends on the day. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty common, we hear. Like, we just spent the last weekend talking to somebody from Seattle. And they work in a like a dog grooming factory.
Oh man,
or something. Yeah. It's like some
they do some training, but she's not a part of the training division. Is that the way she described it?
Major setup.
Yeah,
sounds like.
Yeah,
but the amount of like wokeness going in and out of that place.
Oh, sick.
Imagine.
So she said she made one of her coworkers so mad they quit.
So is the friend of your sister? She's not woke then.
I'm sure she is. She feels fine in that environment, but I felt like she was able to, you know, let the balls hang a little bit.
I see what you're saying.
Just kind of let it all hang. Like, you realize that you're in a friendly territory.
Yeah.
Here, it's not that she's a woke or anti woke. It's that she's down, I think, no more or less than we are.
Yeah,
it's down. Keep it out of schools, keep it out of the sports, but she lives in territory where she lives in enemy territory.
I see what we can operate in a woke society, but we're not woke in that sense. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
It with any one of us, if we had her job, we would be fired within the first 30 minutes. Yeah, the first customer we did. Yeah, the second that we had to introduce ourselves to the coworkers, we'd be fired.
Because I do say yes, sir. No, ma'am. A lot.
Canceled. How dare you? Hate crime.
Yes, sir. Jake. Yes, sir. Don't ever say that.
Yeah, you're lucky it's not Canada. You'd be going to prison for that. Yes, sir.
Hate crime now, ain't it?
Yeah.
She told us this story about this dude that she worked with who goes by they, them, and he.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That goes against Same what they're thing. Claiming yeah. things, right?
They, them, and he specifically. So it's There's like a wait, ratio what? There.
So do you have to say all three?
Yeah, I think so. You have to rotate them 33% each. So she called.
So if you get out order 22, 22, and whatever it is. So
she got like a 1% there though.
Yeah.
What do you?
Yeah, she got in the habit of calling them they too much. Because
she's a good, she was
yeah, trying, yeah. Yeah.
She was just
getting
in the habit of calling everybody they. Like, yeah. boom, just call it like they. That. And in casual conversation, I guarantee you won't notice if somebody calls you they.
I agree.
Yeah. And then but this guy does, you know, and he's like, she's not calling me he enough. So he like spaz cried and quit, you know, because.
Well, if you spaz cry and do anything. Mm-hmm. Post the spaz cry.
Yeah.
I could care less if you are homosexual, transgender, mm-hmm. metamorphic rock. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Straight person?
Yeah. Straight. Those people too.
Yeah.
Femme, they too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? White, straight.
Yeah.
I don't care what you are. If you scream, cry, you know, those spaz cries that they do, whoever is spaz cries, the they I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This ominous feller. They.
Yeah.
Who thought he could get by as a really ugly woman or something. I don't know. I don't know what his life's goal was there. But he literally, she said that he quit because it was too hostile of work environment. Yeah.
Violence.
Couldn't use the... She said that she got like one of the worst like chewing outs she ever got from a customer is when she mistakenly genderfied with their dog. Was like, all right, he's
with
ready
the
for
jaw?
You to...
With the dog, I mean?
With the dog, yeah. He's ready for you to pick up.
I cut his balls off for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
It's
another one that she said is you can't refer to anybody as like the daddy or the mommy. Like you know, the pet's you know, oh, here's your daddy, spot or
they
whatever.
May not identify as the father.
But I was always like, I identify as a man. Don't call me daddy when it comes to my Touché. Pets. That's my slave. All right. That I keep that in my house against its will.
That's true.
In it does cases. my bidding.
Yeah.
My bedding too.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point. You hear all the time, like, who's that dog's master? Obviously, if you have a master, you have a...
You're a slave.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not his daddy.
White people got to hold on to that thing somehow or another. Now, that's why all white people have animals in their house.
It's kind of my favorite thing. Like, I'm the master of all the appliances in my house. You know?
Yeah.
And if you watch when the washing machine first came about, it was like the new, you know, mechanical slave, they called it. Mechanical slaves that wash your clothes for you and dry them. And it was like, that didn't age well, but still, I'm kind of like, can't we all? Because then even people who are, you know, like historical slaves could be like, well, I got a couple slaves. Stupid robot, do my bidding. Blow me.
Which you certainly like.
Sorry. I don't know.
And some new things, like if you call your air fryer a slave, you know, since that's a relatively newer invention. That is definitely like a warning sign.
You're like on a plane and your phone's messing up a little bit. Damn slave. Do my bidding.
Smart slave.
Yeah, it does feel a little weird.
Yeah.
When you're applying it to like new technology. Yeah. Like a blender can be a slave, a washing machine.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. Before they knew better, they could still call it that. But you call your air fryer a slave.
Your air fryer, your Roomba.
You probably got some
vacuum
bad
my
biases.
Shit, slave. Yeah.
Slacking again.
You missed
on
one.
Base.
Yeah. Let's all get out the whip.
Yeah. Vacuums don't walk around here. Vacuums run.
Yeah. You'll pay for your own charge around here, boy.
Yikes.
It's terrible.
Your name is Vacuum.
I'm Roomba.
Your name is Vacuum. All right. Yeah. I'm dreaming of the beach.
Oh,
dreaming of the beach. And Jay Lindley, I know you're going to be able to see the beach next week.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
There may be an actual episode next week, or it may just be the worst of. I don't know. We'll find out.
She was going to say we may actually talk about your beach time next podcast that we're on.
No, unfortunately,
because we went like three podcasts without even talking about my cruise the Alaskan cruise, I think something. Yeah.
For once, you're going to get a text message from one of us that's going to be like, "We're going on vacation next week. We have to cut two this week."
Yeah, we're going to need all the beach talk.
That's right.
No, I'm dreaming of it, man. We're thinking about, you know, it's just been on the mind for the past couple of days. Of I got a vacay coming to me, and there's a few options ahead of me, and. Honestly, I don't think I want to do anything else than just, like, I have this vision, this dream.
Aruba, I was just going to say, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. No, I was going to ask now, is this vacation built up already and you're going to lose it if you don't use it? Or is it you're going to use it as soon as you get it?
Yeah.
No, you all got it already. Both of us. Okay, okay. Yeah. I had no vacation last year. It was the first year in my like working career where I did not take a quote unquote vacation. Also had my first baby last year. So that, you know, that was my vacation.
I guess I'll find out if they had been charging any sick days to my vacation, which I will protest. highly.
I think all you got to do is be like, I'm going to be gone this week. And they're going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
You're coming back though, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, next week.
yeah. So that's the plan, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. You know, who knows? Who knows? I might go freaking going anywhere. You know, but I have this vision.
Which beach? Any in particular?
Dude, anything.
The closest
Galveston
one, right?
Galveston's closest, but I wouldn't say decent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, the closest decent. You remember you brought up the whole
step
cheap
on a hypo.
Yeah. The cheap, fast, and good combo.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Like you can hit
Two of those.
Yep.
You're right.
At Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
Galveston.
Yeah.
One.
From where we live.
Fast and good, not cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fast and good. It is cheap, too.
Pensacola is not really cheap. Destin's not cheap. And Destin would be one of the faster locations that's really good.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's not cheap, though.
Yeah.
Gulf Shores is just like, okay, we're not Destin or Panama City.
Good point.
Or Pensacola.
But we are a beach.
We are a beach.
Yeah. Right. So what? We got a few more bottle caps and cigarette butts in the sand.
And the sand's a little darker.
Yeah, there's
a little
jellyfish.
Yeah,
in the water.
But that's okay. You need a jellyfish or two for it to be the ocean, right?
To get the full experience.
Keep you on your
get
toes.
One right down your swim trunks.
You know what? I love the idea of the swimming and whatnot, but I was like, there was a day where I don't even want to touch the water. I have this vision of just planting a cabana chair into the sand, deep into the sand, where it's not moving.
Right.
You know?
Like your butt's in that. Touching the sand.
Yeah.
There is nothing, though, like being three margaritas and eight beers in and being in the ocean.
Yeah.
In that water where you're just like, I could drown right now and be totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Like the waves rocking
life
back
good.
And forth. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Life was
oh, my
good.
Goodness.
Yeah. Cooler next to me, stocked full of water and beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Lindley, you know the feeling. Like, could be...
The weightlessness.
You go be in the ocean for like a day, you will feel it for like 2 days afterwards. Oh, yeah. That feeling, that weightlessness, that rocking back and forth. I feel like I'm a heroin addict who can like kind of imagine being on heroin years after I've done it.
It's always chasing the dragon.
I'm waving back and forth right now.
Yeah. I'm excited. I need it. So I'm going to,
so
that's the plan.
I got to ask more of the plan if that's okay.
Yeah.
Is this a family oriented event, or will this be just you and
my God?
That's just
me
you
and my God.
Just you, brother.
Well, you know what? I don't know yet. I don't know, but there's this type of thing.
Because obviously Miles cannot enjoy a beach trip yet.
I will not enjoy it with Miles.
Exactly. That's again.
It's not good for him, not good for you.
Yeah. Why would I put him through that?
So to do that is not completely necessary at this point. 2 years from now, he will love the sand.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Beach bum.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking about doing
he's stealing guys' girlfriends while he's
I can see his hair grown back out, got a little beach bum
he's
sun.
He's already got, like, blonde hair and stuff.
Yeah. No, me, I'm thinking about doing, like, the worst, most selfish thing in the world, which is going alone. I mean, I've thought of it, you
I don't
know?
Think that's too selfish, though.
Listen, I mean, here. I had a baby handed to me.
He had no part in it whatsoever.
Yeah, not at all, dude.
No, that's the other guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Immaculate conception.
I knew it.
Yeah. And
it better be.
Yeah.
It better be.
Yeah, yeah.
The old Rob Williams joke there.
Yeah, yeah. But then, you know, I was planning on something before the baby even. Like, I needed a me. I need to go find myself.
Some me time.
I need to find myself, gotcha. Guys.
Well, you're about to be 30.
Yeah, I have this 30, and
you've
I
never
like
taken a vacation. Never.
Never.
Yeah.
What?
So, never. I've never taken a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've never gone away to a thing for a week with the idea of it and off work and whatnot.
Okay.
I took plenty of not working.
He's never been to Branson, bro.
Yeah, I've all never right. even been to Branson, dude, which is like the
that's
mecca
like the
of
mecca
the universe.
Of, yeah. Yeah. That's like the Midwest mecca.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to spend a week off and going out and doing something, why wouldn't you be a Branson? Yeah. Right? That's what I'm saying.
There's if you've seen it, you know what. No, I'm kidding.
There's only one place in the world that like Gandhi, Johnny Cash, and like Mussolini have been. In the
and you can and see was, them all playing there this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah, they're all playing there this weekend. Everybody done been to Branson, dude. I've never been to Branson.
Except Tyler. Man. Poor little Tyler.
Yeah.
You been to Branson, Jay?
Yes. Yeah, multiple times. With my with my family and my wife.
Yeah. So who else been to Branson?
Me.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. It's like the Christian family Vegas. Right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. You go and you see Yakov Smirnov's Adventure Time or whatever. Yeah. You know.
And that's the most risque thing on the block.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you prefer not to see one prostitute. Definitely go
to Branson. That's right.
Good point.
Yeah. So I've had this
or
coming
gamble.
To me.
I don't think there's no gambling.
Yeah. I've had this coming to me, you know, and I will still be 29 when I take it. So, you know, I want a debaucherous time. That's like, what I keep saying.
Like a last homage to your 20s.
A little bit.
You know, because everybody, I think, feels like they got to grow up a little bit when they hit their 30s.
A little bit.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, if I think about my first vacation when I'm 30, I'm in a sweater vest in my mother's living room. Playing with my child and like while classical music plays and I'm like
playing solitaire
100% sober.
Totally sober. Could I have a hot chocolate?
You know? Ma.
Yeah,
bring the get the but keep the water coming.
Yeah, keep the water coming. That's right. This time I really want to just put my dick in the dirt, dude.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah,
that thing stays in. I'm just saying I want to be blind drunk on the beach like many of the time.
Yeah, dick in the dirt does not mean you're sticking your
That means I'm like
you're
I'm
like face first down. Planted because you couldn't stand anymore.
That's right.
I guess I mean we got to drag them back to the condo. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I want to kick sand over my puke pile. You know,
cover it up for the next guy to walk in.
Cover it up.
I love
it. And then laugh when the guy in the morning walking his dog steps in it.
And he just took his Jesus shoes off.
Yeah, yeah.
To walk
wriggle his toes in the sand and it gets. Yeah. That's the plan. So maybe I should just go to Jersey Shore.
Oh, no. That's a long ways, though. Yeah.
Yeah. It's much further and dirty. Yeah.
They're like radioactive.
And it costs a lot, too. So you're getting only one of the three.
There's a lot more great whites, too, in that.
Yeah.
And I just, man, you have always struck me. Like, what would you describe about your brother? Like, in one sentence, I was like, he's the type of man that would get eaten by a great white shark.
You really? That's an insult. What an insult.
I'm trying to, I'm sorry. That is very insulting.
It
I'm
is.
Just trying to convince you, dude, we're going to the beach.
Yeah.
We're going to the beach.
Yeah, I know it.
I thought you were going the way of like, you know, the Shark Week coming up has Jason Momoa as like the main dude.
Yeah.
And with him and his hair going back, I could see Jason Momoa
looking all sexy.
Vibes.
And I just freaking get eaten by a shark. It's great.
Still get ate by a shark. Yeah. Dang it.
At least I was fighting it or something.
No, I was going to say, if you're Aquaman,
Chad
though.
Kroger that's not doing it.
If you're Aquaman, though, you could call a posse of
that's
sharks
true.
Up. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, when it comes to this, you know, I was talking with Allie about it, and she's like, well, no, Miles should cut. Like, Miles, we've got to bring Miles. And I'm like, ugh.
So she invited herself and your child.
No, it's not that. I said we go into the beach.
How forward?
But we're leaving that one behind.
Yeah.
That
party wrecker.
So probably, I venture to say that Miles hasn't stayed an overnight without his mother yet? Is that true? I don't know. I mean, no, has somebody watched him. So it's not out of the question then to have a babysitter for a long weekend, but a week may seem.
Oh, it's got to be a Saturday to Saturday ordeal.
Right. For you. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That may feel like too long for the mom.
Yeah.
To be away from him.
It's either we go or you know, don't forget about me. And you know, and I make my way down there.
Well, I'm excited for you,
dude.
I think you'll enjoy yourself either way.
I've been telling you for years
to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Go to the beach. So it was either that.
It was like 1 year. I thought you were going to come with us or something.
There was something.
Yeah.
There was something.
Yeah.
But then you asked me to stay behind to watch the dog.
I could have watched any Tom, Dick, or Harry to watch Little Kiwi.
You're like, oh, I know. I'm going to need you to stay behind. I remember.
No, that is not. I'm gonna need you.
I'm gonna need you
like a big boss or something.
I'm gonna need to go to the beach with my wife.
I'm just going.
Who knows, man? Who knows? I'll probably end up not doing anything.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
Yeah, it was me.
I guarantee I'm going to end up not doing anything. 100%. Yeah.
Well, what about?
Don't get my hopes up.
Hey, what do you want?
I was going to say. So there's no chance then. It has to be a Sunday to Sunday or Saturday to Saturday thing for you. It couldn't be like you take the Monday off, you know, Monday through Friday off, but you don't leave till like Thursday to the beach. You do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday beach, head home. You know, that's not really in your. You want a week.
We could a week at the beach. Worst case scenario. That's what I've been telling him.
Come on the cruise with us.
The three of us could do that. It's like, you know what? We're leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning to drive to Gulf Shores. We'll be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're gonna hit the beach as soon as we get there.
Oh, I'd rather.
We're spending 3 nights at a condo, and we're leaving on the morning of the fourth day.
Right,
and making it back home. That's
fine. Dude,
I love that.
Two to three solid days at the beach. I would give right now my left testicle for that.
I'm down for that. If you guys ever want to do a regrettable beach podcast,
we could do that.
I'm in.
But and my wife would be totally cool with that.
Yeah.
And
there's this thing I have in my mind though, is that leaving, let's call it a 9 hour drive. So we leave at like a normal time in the morning.
Okay.
You know, and we arrive at Gulf Shores like early evening. You know, wind is a little cooler on the beach. Nobody's on it. Walking out, there's the sunset. Crack one. Like, just throw the stuff into the condo and just run out to the beach immediately and watch the sun. And then you wake up at the... Now you're waking... It's Christmas morning. You're waking up at the beach.
Yeah.
You didn't that already see morning, it. You didn't already see it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's dark by the time you got out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not like getting... Like, just rolling
it's
up.
Different.
It's like, we got to hurry up.
You're right. It's totally different.
Yeah. I want to go... I want to arrive at night.
Okay.
Or like early evening.
Yeah, I got you.
And
like
then,
dusk almost.
Yeah, like
too late to really swim out in the ocean because a lot of those, like, man-eating creatures that come out at night.
And there's this
everything in the ocean has teeth, by the way, too.
Yeah, you don't go out in the ocean at night.
Yeah,
yeah, don't do that.
There's this thing with, like, not that I've been on vacation, but I've been on like a thing. Like when we went to Austin, we showed up late, and then we got we literally threw all the Legos out onto the table and then rushed to the hotel. And remember that night at the like we it was there's something about like your first night there. I feel like you like sit down you go kind of like hog wild the blunt.
You don't have to have cocaine and hookers too. That's the point of this. I like that. No, absolutely.
Like I need some body.
We were like hitting on every damn
that's true.
Hostess and kid and room keeper and house cleaner. That
can
was
I have
in
12
place.
Keys made, please?
Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah. I'm just going to pass them out there.
Yeah.
See if one picks, you know?
Mm. Oh, that's what we got to get this guy with. I can't even think that. I can't think that far in advance where I need to come out with 12 tees to just hand out to people. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Man, I just, like, I want it to be like, I kind of want it to be like the men, dude, men's trip.
I could do that.
Like, Miles ain't no man. Not yet.
But the thing is,
he ain't got no job, no responsibilities.
But I like how you're doing it though, because you're not saying, "Man, I wish he was like that already."
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying he's not there.
He's not there.
So I want to do this for me, you know.
Dude, if I have to be serious about it, if I have to be serious about it for just a second,
okay.
You know, I'm excited for my baby and all that. I am loving the life. I am, but there was this thing I didn't really get to like say.
goodbye to like all that.
Yeah. Oh, the light.
Yeah.
Good and all, point.
And all that not meaning strange vaginas.
And you never even thought about it.
Yeah.
This dude was just like, I'm a dad now.
Yeah.
Like, I found out this morning I'm a dad and I'm a dad now.
And you made a huge sacrifice. You instantly said the best thing for my child and his mother is for them to live here.
Get on over here.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I mean,
I couldn't shake it. That was it, you know.
And you did it.
Right.
And I don't know your life, but y'all
it's
haven't.
It's been great.
You don't seem, you have seemed to confide in me a couple times on things. So I would say if you were having a rough time, you probably would just be like, bro, can I do something? You know what I mean? You'd ask me a question. Maybe.
I've gone through all the things.
I'm sure
that
you too.
Yeah. I've gone through all the things that you Googled. That's kind of like a little bit like that maybe you would have had if you had Google when you, maybe
denial,
you asked. Did you ever ask?
Regret.
Did you ever ask Jeeves if it's okay to hate your babies?
Yes. It's like, oh, the Nazis. Did this.
No, so like there's this, so certain things where you just, you know, like you just get through them, right? Bad day, and then baby crying is always like a thing where you're like, or you're broke for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff happens. Like that. Yeah. That'll get to me a little bit. But for the most part, it's been smooth sailing.
So normal stuff is, yeah.
And like, then this idea of like taking them on a vacation is fun to me, but then I start dreaming of this beach thing and I'm like, well, listen, I'm not going to be 30 yet. It's like, it's a little bit before my birthday that I'd go. I've never done it, you know, and I have been this solo being for a decade.
Years,
yeah, or longer.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, and you know, I get to kind of. I would love to just kind of spread my legs. There's no way I could.
Why do I
keep saying that?
He's like, put my dick in the dirt.
Spread my legs.
You know,
that's the third time I've said spread my legs. By the way, I said it on the radio once, and I meant like, no, spread my wings or whatever. What is it? Spread out.
So for tell us what just, you really think.
Yeah, every just man that walks by, Tyler's got his legs spread out.
Yeah.
They, them.
I want to dip my balls in the sand.
Nope. Not that
He's
one.
He's teabagging the sand now.
I want to eat out the beach and the mother neighbor.
Spread your wings. What a stupid. We ain't got no wings.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So spread my legs.
And that's when I think freedom. Of like a man spread, like a woman spreads her legs. That's a man like spreads right his legs. Yeah. He's
yeah.
Got a beard
good point.
This right here.
Yeah.
He's got to make room.
Right here.
He's got to make room for the unit in between.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Got to make room for the unit.
You need to do this because you know what? It's going to prep you for some future. Not everything.
For fatherhood all the way.
Yes. And for fatherhood, for the very idea, could you imagine? No.
Go with us here, bro.
Yeah, just stick with me here for a second, all right? Come on. But your boy is going to soon be your best friend.
Yeah.
And all other things are going to be, you're not even going to care about it. And with that boy being your best friend, think about that when he's 16. And when's his birthday? October?
Fifth.
Well, so before, be like, dude, it's you're turning 16 this year. You know what I want to do? I want to take you to the beach, Gulf Shores. Me and you,
exactly.
Boy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Me and you, bro. We're gonna go out there
that one time.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Whatever. All right, and man, you need to prime yourself for the type of things that you know. Like 16, dude, good out there, man. As far as I'm concerned, you're 25.
Yeah.
While you're down here and you're about to have a good time, me.
Yeah.
Me. When my daughter's 16, because it's going to be the same year.
Yeah.
Almost 16 years old.
You'll take her to like Romania to like show her what her life could
be. We'll be going to the Vatican.
Yeah.
We're gonna go learn about this is how you become a nun.
I thought you were going to say I'm getting her an implant.
Yeah.
7 years of no worries.
Yeah.
No, I take my daughter
getting
to the
her
beach.
A dick.
Just like I'll be wearing sunglasses just so I can like turn my head away and just pretend like of all the guys not oogling and goggling over her the whole time.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like
true.
It's going to be different, dude.
Yeah.
You need to do this to be able to, so you know exactly what you want to have your son experience when he gets a little older and what I need to avoid my daughter from experiencing in the future.
I ain't going to be running around with nobody.
No, not even that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you are. But you're going to be seeing you're going to see. It's one thing you can capitalize on an opportunity, but you can also look at an opportunity and not capitalize on it.
Yeah.
You know, you can understand the situation and
right.
be like, dude, this is when Miles turns 16, 17 years old, you're going to want to take him out there.
Five at a time.
Well, five, like you say, the number five. really, Miles isn't going to remember anything prior to 5 years of age.
Yeah, yeah, straight up.
So
yeah.
In reality,
his mother might.
That's like, and
so I'm thinking about
they won't forget anything prior to kidding, but
I'm thinking about doing the cruddiest thing I've ever done because I've been cool up until I haven't done anything bastardly. So I think I'm just going to quit.
You have one?
I have a bastardly act coming to me.
Yeah.
You know, which means like.
You did the right thing. You haven't got yourself in a hole. Now you're trying to dig yourself
out. Exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah. You're letting I'm on a surplus. You're communicating.
Yeah. I'm on a. Yes, that's right. I'm on a surplus right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go into the deficit. That's fine.
You're trying to cash
in. I'll work my way back up. Yeah, I'm going to cash in.
What's a brownie point for if you can't eventually cash it in?
Oh, my gosh. I know. And that's what I've been telling this dude forever. And all he does is just keep building up this goodwill.
Smart women understand the brownie point system, too.
Of course they do.
They understand that we only do it to cash in those brownie points.
Yeah. And what are you going to get another daddy for that boy? That's about your only recourse. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And then it's like, I'll just make sure to stay away from the double transgression theory and just keep it at one transgression, going to the beach for a week alone.
There you
go. That's the transgression. I'm cool with
that.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not a true transgression. Again, you communicated ahead.
Yeah, dude. Like, I need it.
You know, and you can, and would you tell her she couldn't go to the beach on her own? Exactly.
Women be different.
It don't. Yeah. They. No. She is a younger woman.
That's
has
true.
She ever been married?
No.
Okay, so she is a younger woman that has never been married. First child.
Yeah.
I do understand there is a level of, and don't take this the wrong way, not knowing what she wants.
Sure.
Yeah.
In a man, a husband, a father, or whatever.
Right.
Okay, yeah, there's a level. You're figuring exactly. Yeah. Not because of any fault of her own, but because she's figuring it out.
It's very likely you're not it. So.
then we're Jeezy.
Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
Yeah. But ultimately, a strong woman, she will figure out what she wants. And if you are... not that, as he says, or maybe you just don't fit the whole mold.
Yeah.
She can communicate. You can communicate and say, this is where I would like you to be. Can you be there? Or if you can't, then we may need to find a co-parenting relationship that we deal with or whatever. Yeah. But
I'll blow myself up. I'll blow up my tactic, but I'm pretty sure it's going to work like George Costanza in Seinfeld when he wants to ask his fiance to push the wedding back to the summer.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he tries and she just goes ballistic, right? And then he's like, I'm going to try again, and then he goes back and he's like, listen, we're pushing the the wedding back to the
little
summer.
Firmness.
And then he just breaks down. He's like, it is because I've had this thing and I really feel like I can't do it. I think I'm going to do that.
She's
like, it's okay.
We can wait longer. Yeah. We can wait longer if maybe. Yeah.
I'm going to step in there all confident. I'm going to sit down and be like, I just really think I need to go to the beach alone because I really need some guy time and I haven't been prepared for all this stuff and I'm going crazy.
You may have to cut this out because you are blowing up all of our game, bro.
I know.
Actually, because if you think about it, the women in our lives expect us to be very strong, masculine. You know, we treat them like queens and goddesses. So it's not like we're too firm with them.
Yeah.
But we're strong and masculine.
They know
when you have that moment with them.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that moment
and
you need to be emotional for whatever reason, because it's true, like you said, it's real.
It is real, yeah.
Then you can. Then they're like, okay, now I've not only seen his masculine side, I've seen what I love about him, what is sexy,
emotional.
Also has the emotional level that I've eventually now saw. You know what I mean? So it's not something that you jump to immediately. But it is something in your repertoire, and I think women will appreciate that.
Yeah.
Truly.
God, he really wants to get drunk on the beach alone. That's incredible.
There's
men are so easy to make happy.
And ultimately, there's nothing truly wrong with
it. No, of course not.
Not a damn thing.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see a burden.
Yeah.
I can see it creating a burden on her.
Well,
you know,
for sure.
So I get that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, there's nothing inherently wrong with that.
Well, I'll tell you this. If we all go, then I'm going to be like, listen, Tuesday, from midnight to midnight, I am unavailable.
Yeah. Don't even talk to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody's talking to me. I'm sitting there with my headphones on and I'm diving in, dude.
Absolutely. Yeah. Respect headphones as a sign of intentional isolation.
Yes. Very intentional.
It's work. It's flow.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
But then it's also used as such a tool in marriage, like in relationships where you see somebody with headphones on. It's like, you just want to smack them off. You really listen to me. All right. I know what you're doing. I know what those mean.
Well, okay. Depending on the situation. Life. Our life, that is an essential tool.
Yeah, yeah.
If I have headphones on and I'm talking into one of these and you open that door, we're going to have issues.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. For sure.
You need to knock on the window maximum.
Yeah.
Jay
yeah.
about to put somebody in a naked chokehold.
Yeah. A naked chokehold.
A rear naked chokehold. Only chokehold I ever put people in is usually naked.
Rear naked.
Well, that must mean that there's a front naked.
Yeah, no, it's a side frontly clothed.
Side check it, naked chokehold,
something like that.
Yeah, we had a shot of bourbon. No, I guess.
we need another shot.
Say naked.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
naked.
I think that's going to do it.
Better. Yeah. I really should
be cutting this short already.
I have to.
Yeah. I got good.
I got a baby with RSV.
Oh, y'all got to get some brownies. I mean, some brownie points.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Got to go try
brownies. Come eventually.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But we got to give a big shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Laura Lindley.
Oh, man. I'll just say, I can't get into specifics just yet, but she is absolutely, I listened to this podcast, this Regrettable podcast, and they kept saying,
I've heard about
to
that.
Use her. Yeah. And we did. And I tell you what, man, just the absolute peace of mind. This is a very complicated legal situation. Oh. I mean, as complicated as maybe your average person might get into, it's not a criminal thing. It's a civil thing. It is complicated. It is honestly, there is so much involved with it that neither my wife or I have any time to deal with it.
It's really hard right now because he got Laura.
He's really trying to really go around it there. Yeah. I was like, what is the elephant in the room?
I've got this idiot.
Like, what I'm lawyer. trying to say is that, man, having a good legal representative like Laura Lindley will just absolutely make your life so much easier. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this was a situation. I hate to turn her ad and turn it to a personal thing. Well, it's all about me now. Mm-hmm. But we were really dreading having to deal with this, and she has just made it so awesome. So easy. And the type of situation we're in, if this is not something you're going to find yourself a situation in at some point, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because this is very, very common stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let's say where maybe somebody didn't leave a will. Right.
Oh, gotcha.
And you're like trying to figure out estates and property and stuff like that after somebody's not with you or not around anymore. And man, I will just say, this is a situation I couldn't be more happy to have my hand held the whole way.
Okay.
And nice. And just all I got to do is sign some paperwork and a check at some point. You know. I'll just say, Laura Lindley, attorney at law, from personal experience, can take a complicated situation and make it seem like a breeze.
Yeah. Unless you're a criminal.
Yes.
In other words, but here's
yes. here, I mean, I tried.
Here is one. Here is one thing I would like to extend. I thought of this the other day. I was sitting there drinking a brew at a local cantina, and I had this epiphany. If you are a criminal attorney,
you're about to write a book or something.
Yeah, like, I'm about to pitch, guys. Yeah. If you're a criminal attorney and you listen to this podcast, I don't know if we have any that do, but if you do and you are licensed in the state of Arkansas or the state of Oklahoma, we talk often about Laura Lindley, attorney law, but she does not handle criminal situations.
Yeah.
She realizes, or her philosophy is, you probably broke the law at some point. You just got caught this time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Fair enough. She's not good. She's not a good defense attorney. We'll just put that way. She's a great district attorney.
She'll get you on
that
she'll
whole
get you
innocent until proven guilty thing.
Yeah, right.
A rub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It rubs her the wrong way. No. But what I'm saying is, if there is a criminal attorney listening, or you're related to one, you love this show, and you're like, my cousin who chases ambulances daily, defends the criminal.
Child pedophile.
Yeah, that guy.
Or the guy
child
who's like, pedophile. For all your mesothelioma.
Children that are pedophiles. Yeah.
Exactly.
Chetophile?
Yeah,
the chetophile.
I like cheddar.
And you would like us to put your name right after we say Laura will not handle the criminals, but this guy will.
But
let us
Barry
know.
Slotnick.
Exactly. But this creepy criminal attorney will. No.
Yeah.
Not all of them are. There's some great criminal attorneys. Hey, sure, criminals need their day in court too.
A Goldstein, somebody out there.
I'll take some Jewish money.
For sure. Absolutely. Let's do it. All right, we need to find a criminal defense attorney for sure.
Yeah, if you listen, you family, yeah. Somebody has family members like, that would be cute. Yeah. Every time we say it, there will be a nominal charge. Cheap AF. Yeah. We just want, it's fun. Yeah.
Laura Linley versus Larry Horowitz cage match.
Laura Linley, big fan of Harry's razors.
Yes. There you go. Yes. Absolutely. And manscaping.
Yeah. Yes. But no.
Because Laura, she goes by they, them now.
For probate. Deed.
Wills.
Yeah. A prosecutorial. Like, you're in the right and you need somebody to prove it right there.
A change of custody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
maybe you don't have custody for whatever reason, but now the other parent is fucking up.
Yep.
And you need a change.
You've
of
done
custody.
Everything right.
And
yeah, absolutely.
For probating.
Yep.
Laura Linley, attorney of law.
If she bates all the pros
for masturbating, getting caught masturbating in a
that
public
would be
place,
me.
Not her.
Call Larry Horowitz. All right, that's enough.
All right,
yeah. Check her out on Facebook too. That just giving a like and a review and a comment goes a long way. Check it out. All right, check us out on social medias as well. We got to get out of here. Maybe see y'all next week.
Yeah, no, that's a great one. At all the social medias for Regrettable. Mm-hmm. I'm J. Wesley Linley on all the socials. Do you want? Yeah.
I'm redacted. But you could see Regrettable podcast on Facebook.
That's right.
Regrettable JTP on Twitter, if I'm not believed.
I listened to a podcast recently because somebody said, "Hey, this I'm going to be on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Will you listen to it and tell me what you think?"
Yeah,
it's garbage. If you're listening.
Oh.
But unfortunately, the best thing they did, they've only put like 6 out in 2 years. And,
oh, nice.
And that's I would, a and this is, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's an HBO miniseries.
and the one, there's two hosts, and one of them would be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And it would be silence. And they'd be like, anyway, let's go back to that kind of podcast.
Oh, so, I just want to crawl through my skin.
Exactly. But the best thing they did on every podcast episode was one of the first things they did was give out their socials for both the podcast and their personal.
All right, fine. Here's my social security number. It's
just the last four digits. I'm good.
Really good one I listen to at the end of it. They're always like, anybody who just listened to you wants to find out a little bit more about what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're reading. Where do they go?
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
It's always Twitter. I'll be honest. I don't. I have not got on there.
All of my handles are the same. My name.
Yeah.
J. Wesley Linley.
Yeah.
Boom. Just like that.
Easy peasy.
All right. Maybe we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.